So now, like Kadamba masters mentioned that, you know, there is important things to do in the beginning and at the end. So we will start with a good attitude or a good intention. So there are many different kinds of good intentions. Here today, we are studying listening or teaching this Lamrim. So this is a Mahayana teaching. So we need to have a Mahayana intention. That means, you know, we are doing this for the sake of all sentient beings that wish to obtain the Buddhahood.
Ale Thomas, ngoso ki rang rang yeni semba te kare chi dedu chi ta. Ni semba te ni bayan se dedu yeso na ni tanda kinlo te yeso na chuchu na ngoso ki kama nga se na ta kama nyi son chi na. Ni desu chi sanu tongo yin da se la da soso ki sembe kare chi ta chi chan.
So first we will reflect within our mind. We will look inside our mind, how our mind is behaving in this time. So if the mind is kind of not in, not in present in here or wandering somewhere or any kind of influence there, then we need to dispel all those things, and then we try to at least artificially create a awakened mind. So we will reflect on our mind and pause for couple minutes.
다더니 기노 치바진진 기노 치바진진 가네 아니 가슴 바세 유체네 아니 추주 분부지 되셔도 개념 뭐 아니 가자지 선제 얘기를 년에 제림 바디비 선조 나온 제림 바생에 대해 예설하다
so so in the midst of this you know great attitude we're going to listen and the teaching which is called you know gradual path to the enlightenment
zhāng bā bō rāng yī 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 chī bā jīn lā chū jī hūntu dāng wā yī zhāng dā chū jī hūntu jī yī gāng chū bā jī yī gā sū bā yī gā sī ngā sū yī chū jī khatū mā tū ngū yī yung ngū yī yī sā jī mā dāng dā khayā mā rī yā sā lā dā
So that the text begin with the salutation to the, you know, supreme beings and, you know, we have started from the salutation the last Saturday, so we are not yet on the actual text.
Tichi. Kaje chue de tohno de chebi gune sero chi salada. Ni kesi chona so ki ma wona ya chi se chi yine lo tohno de chebi gune de so na de lo pali yi sna chi ya sagre pa cha chi ya gre salada.
So in this way we all you know do this with a you know with a enthusiasm and with great joy even though you know we cannot understand everything but we try to you know try to think ourselves fortunate and listen with great joy and enthusiasm then you know there is a great chance to leave a deep imprint our mind also you know can purify a great deal of negativities
di che de ne so so gelan le tuye chi ni jin se de che go yore ma do kan sa jin da chi chi lo ji son de chi che go ma res
so when we listen this teaching we need to know that you know it is not like a kind of storytelling or you know like telling a story of some other person, not like that, but whatever it mentioned in the teaching, we need to apply, you know, this in our three doors behaviors and try to implement. Otherwise, you know, if we listen like listening to a story, then you know that doesn't help much.
Tindu ji pyeden gone she so na pena sata de pena no computer na sata lu she so ni jire la da sanja salan do se sata de so so no je computer ye de you know tyan thuk che bo se la
So if it is this text is like a you know like in the computer you know it's like a Google map in the computer so you know it will show you from here to wherever you want to go it will show the way but you know it doesn't help much if you don't take whatever the route they show and if you go through that route then you know you can arrive there otherwise it is just in the computer that's all you can't if you don't go through that path then you cannot reach there it is same like that
and danga so ye ne kase chiji sholok song do sare la da tombo de da temba sa je to bale chuba ji bi chuje den do sa ji ni ba de shang jang ye ni ne chuba ji bi chuje den do sa ji ne song ba de ni xian da jie mo lu lu do tong me ni na ni la so bi ni jin ja ga ye pen lu de sa la ni chuba ji bi ni chuje sholok song do sare sa la
So last time we did three stanzas of salutations, first to the, you know, teacher Buddha Shakyamuni, and then second stanzas for the Maitreya and Manjushri, and the third stanzas, you know, the great Nalanda master, like Nagarjuna and Asangas and so on.
Lama jiba de gelari de tani ngoso ye peso gele sa pade sa ilam de de lama jibi gelari de re ni tela ngoso ye ni kono ye yong ngoye de yosa yin zan ne koma de ko ne ni de da le so wa de ne de se me jang ye shin lo shi go le la da sha ye lama so ye sha ye
so before the teaching, you know, after the mandala, when we recite the that, you know, Lamrim lineage guru's prayer, you know, from those, you know, great masters, this Lamrim teachings, practice, lineage come from. So, you know, when we recite that prayer, then we need to visualize all those, you know, gurus, and we we do the nectar descent and dissolve into us, and then purify, and you know, so on. So if we do that, they will be really good.
Deju ko kasen la re yison jo galan dem ba chi sabaju so te kare yena sen en chotu tanda de hieso na ko mi ba chi cheba yoro asala da do ba sa gari
so otherwise, you know, if somebody might think that he make us to recite some kind of another, you know, prayer, so, you know, wonder what that is. So, you know, if you know what we are reciting, then, you know, there is it make a difference when we recite a prayer, then we know what we are doing, and then we can do our imagination or visualization. So, you know, it is good to know. So now we go to the stanza fourth stanza.
Just cause date in the Then you mare. Also choose ye lari inchi date kondo ati no solo ka pound in the date to ta hi ta.
So you guys look on that you know, English translation.
Oi. Ta devon de cheba mundu. Pena shinda chimbo ni le leju be somo da wa ja che shi be no mano yo su zume ne be don bin zum zum mamen de lan du se de ni jung de ge to zum bo bo ni shang ju lan ji ju man ze bo bo ni jo je la de shang ze bo re sa la.
So this stanza salutate or pay homage to the marmeze or the atisha, you know, because, you know, this root text is the Atisha's, you know, lamp for the path. So that is why the Atisha is the, you know, Atisha is the... Atisha is the one who composed this text. So, you know, here specially emphasize on the salutation to Atisha because of that.
Dindu ye chwe je pa de Atisha ye karan je war sa na ani samota wa da ani samo ye ta wa da ja chen shubi lang ji ni jupa ni bo te ye ni jeja shubi to ni ni jong ji ten la te war ya sa la da.
So, what Atisha composed is that, you know, the teaching that, you know, that purely and authentically come from the great Nalanda master Nagarjuna's and so on, then, and also, and there main, you know, topic of the theme of the teaching is the method path and the vast path is the method, the bodhicitta, and the profound path is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. So these are the theme or the main essence of this Atisha's length for paths topic. And you know, and this both these teachings contains the commentary of the of both of these teachings, and also Atisha got the both these paths or the instructions, you know, lineage spectrums.
Tendu yu samu yu tawa da jache yu langche rinpa nimbo de la nimu zambi nende la mi yu khyatsu chi yu toma jisa de yini shinda chenpo bina shinda tana ngombo lu du da papa tomi nire yasa la da.
So these teachings, this you know, actually, you know, it came from the Buddha Shakyamuni, and as well as the, you know, the youthful bodhisattvas. Then, you know, gradually lineage descend down to the human being. So, you know, Aryadeva Nagarjuna, who is the first human being who received this you know, instructions.
Gombo ludu da papa tome ni la yini ndo da jide tema no na yini kasa bine shinti sunji sena long ten sha yore la da ale shinti sunji sena bine le shinta chenpo ni se la go la da ale tombo.
So Nagarjuna and Asanga, you know, is a well known renowned teachers and the master, you know, generally these two teachers are called the, you know, two great chariot, or you know, two great refounder of the Buddha's teaching.
Gombo lulu uma bi shinta senje da ni papa tome la ni da ja che ilang je rin bi chan da sen zang bi shinta ta ma ji no ni sen zang bi shinta senje sa la ge
re. So so this this Nagarjuna, you know, is the reformer, or I guess refounder of the, you know, the profound teachings, and the Asanga, profound teaching, and also the middle way teachings. And the Asanga, you know, is the, you know, is the reformer or refounder of the mind only school of thoughts, mm-hmm. and as well as the I guess the chanju simgi the yomarakush
da di ale sem zamba sa chada
sem zamba uma wangi shinde su chali
tani chebe yes ni ja che yirimba ju sa de gombo lu du ka pa pa thome chen ju ro asala da.
So in this way, you know, these two masters are the, you know, reformer or refounder of the middle way, and as well as the, you know, mind-only schools of thought. And also these two teachers are the, you know, human lineage, human first lineage order of this to, you know, vast and profound teachings.
Bena shintu shunju se di chida pe yungo ne shibare es. Bena nang hama diro hama hama dino loji dino jino la bena shinan robo da yansa shinan sabo shuwe jila yini shinda ki kolonu ki langa ki suyo robo chi jobo chi yoba kanshe la yini rombo tu ngeche. Di chi su yini dindu ki shinti ki shinda rosa ki suyo robo di toman jenge de yini shinda shunju se wo tena yini yini dade tenpa shanja toba yini yini ale tong pe yungo ne te chila shanja sa maandu ne.
So I am not sure I translate right or not. It's called in Tibetan is Shingde Sulje. So it means Shingta means a chariot, and tradition chariot. Sul means tradition. Je means open. So that's a direct translation. So it, why this the analogy is that in a thick forest. Before, a chariot went in that forest, and there is a kind of wheels, print on that, and then later on, long time, no chariot went on that path, but still there is some kind of print of the wheel of the chariot. So then again, on that path, that is like the Buddha's. First chariot is the Buddha's teaching. Then Asanga and Nagarjuna refound that path and the chariot wheel print, and they drove the another chariot through that path, and it really make a clear path, something like that.
Tanda dodo shi nan dire, bina daja tenpa shaja tubi ye, ni yung de la, tosan jin juba la, gomba lulu da papa tome ye, kangrung ye yung la ma tenpa, ni peki yung do yu gomba de rangadu do tong ye, ni bina mei shaja chi jie ye ma zi la dan zambilin.
So, the main point here is that, if one want to practice, the Buddha's teaching unmistakenly, then we need to rely, or we need to testify or rely on the writings or the teachings of the Nagarjuna and Asanga as their work. Otherwise, there is no any other human beings that we can we can trace back to, or make the scriptural authorization of Buddhist practice.
Tenri jingwa bo lu lu de papa tome ni yang kuro ni bin ra ta so ne so ba ma yin ba san je kuro ngo se xie ju bi ko se la ni dong ha yi jong mo mo no la ni di su de ne ji la ni gwa bo lu lu yin ta wa de den la te ge le di su de ne ji no papa tome de sa chen de ne ji le chung ni 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 ngi yi ta wa de ni sen zo bi gwa ne bin ja che yi gwa ne ta wa den la pe ge se na ni long mo bo shu ji tang xia er sa la da no ten er sa.
So this, Nagarjuna and Asanga, these both masters are not only highly, realized and renowned scholars and the teacher, not only that, but, Buddha himself, prophesies in many, sutras and tantras teaching that, when I pass into parinirvana, and then in a certain time, in a certain place, a person name like this and like that will appear in this world, and they will, reveal the, authentic, teaching of mine. So this kind of many prophecies, Buddha himself also prophesizes them as, as you can rely on.
Tā pēdē nī jūgō nī xīntā sēngi sēdē kuwā lē sōngā lā dē xīn, bē nā xīntā kō lāngā gōmbu lūdū dē pāpā tōmē nī yuzo sēngi lāngā tīngō māndō nā sōsō kīn dē pā pā sā kī rō gā sā sāchī tīngō mā lē pī mā sē, nī yāng sā lī tōmē nī kā yō rē yēs. Nī tēng tā, nī gōmbu lūdū dē pāpā tōmē kāntō jī yōng lā mā dē pā, nī chī jī phōng bō jē tō jī tō kī hīng bī tēng tā tē, nī kē sī tō sāng jī jūbā yī nā yāng yāng sā sōng nī kā yō rē yēs, tēng tā tē rē sā lā tā.
So I hope you know this analogy and meaning is hope you guys understand. The main point here what's saying is, you know, if one wanna practice and one obtain realizations, then we have to, you know, we have to we must rely on the writings or the teachings that, you know, unmistakably come from Nagarjuna and Asanga. Otherwise, you know, Buddha's 84 thousands volumes of teachings, all, you know, essence or all, you know, all the essence and whatever, you know, it the Nagarjuna Asanga don't, there's nothing, you know, they don't understand. So, you know, if we don't practice according with the, you know, writing or the teachings of Nagarjuna and Asanga, then, you know, how much we study, how much we meditate, practice, you know, there is a danger that, you know, we are going in a, you know, different path, and then we will arrive in a different places rather than, you know, attaining the enlightenment or the any kind of realizations. So in this way, this profound and the vast teaching is the essence of the all the Buddhist teaching. And, you know, this Lamrim teachings, will explain, you know, stage by stage, unmistakably, and nothing more or nothing less, and, you know, precisely. So that is why, you know, this Atisha's lamp for path it began with the path until the enlightenment. So it is all very comprehensive. You know, everything is there. Nothing is left. So, you know, so in this way, you know, this Lamrim is very suitable for so any kind of mental inclination or dispositions.
Mm-hmm. 别现在变成上这个三轮多少个空间一建造也立的，可帮助你立的下去，当我们说这情况，你根本就弄不着这么多，全是立在这了的。
So it is like, you know, the masters, you know, they build the ladder or the stairs to go that ladder or the stair can reach up to the Buddhahood. So now, you know, it is up to us whether we will try to climb on that ladder or go on that stair or not. It is up to us. If we take that, then, you know, there's no doubt, you know, we won't reach the, you know, mentioned path or mentioned realization.
Nge dambin zhe sing de la je du da dambin zhe se de ben dambin jin zhe na ngo sing na ngo sing pe le se son zhe sing de cha la sa chi ri che de no bi ri ka ga chu sa la ni ten zhe se na zhe se ten se ge res de ji pe de jan ni jo je de ni ja che wa de so mo ye ni ten ri ge so je ge me ga ka ga ge dambin zhe da ni de re se na so ya sa la.
So here it says in the Tibetan at the end zhe zin ma me zhe la du, that means Dhamma means the instruction, Zhe means the treasure, and Atisha is the treasure holder of the profound and vast and all the essence teaching of the Buddha Shakyamuni. That is how, you know, we salute it to Atisha. So the great characteristic of the, you know, great quality of the Atisha. And the greatness of the teaching and greatness of the author, this all come later on when we come to the chapter of the greatness of the, you know, author and the and the greatness of the teaching and like that.
So this
fourth, you know, stanzas, we try to, you know, get some understanding from this salutation stanzas. So this fifth stanza, it pay homage or the salutation to our teacher or the gurus.
So ge yi xian ye san re so ge zai lama san ge ka re san ni ran jo so ro ge la ta ye ge mi ro de re so re san la da ro de na xue ju peng bu jie zhe jie dong la ta ye ni de na san jie ji ka ten jo kan ye na ya san jie se wo ra ta ge ka ten jo kan ga la ta ye mi ro de ge yi xian ye re san so ye re san la da.
So it says the first stanza says that, you know, our guru or the teacher is like our eye that, you know, can see, able to see. With this eye, we can able to see all the teachings of the Buddhas, like sutras and tantras and all the, you know, 84,000 volumes of teachings.
Pena de kandir sezona pena nge tan de shang chulang je rimba chembo de ne lo xie ye ging nga le mi ting de ser sezona ni nga thoma kang ngo ting ne zon de ni dan da pya che ti ge ye xian ye so ge ka din le de ne de le ta xing ye ji cha wa ro wa ti de ni mi de nga le de wa sa.
So how is that so? Is like now Rinpoche can you know, grab this, you know, Lamrim book, and he can read it and go through, and, you know, he can read it, able to read it. So how this happened is because of the kindness of his, you know, teacher who teach him how to read from the, you know, from the beginning, like from the alphabets. So, you know, without that, you know, he can't able to read this Lamrim book. So, you know, that's how, you know, our teacher or the gurus are like our, you know, like in our eye to see all those instructions.
Kizan tapa driven jongho chu se de ni tapa da thanje chim bi lang lang dro sa gi ni jongho se son nga su gi chu se na sa bo den re sa la chu pa ga nen den sa gi chrob den re da pe ja ga ren jongho se son na ni tapa da thanje chim bi sa lang dro sa gi lang ga ya shu de ga re sa na ge she ni den ba de re.
So and the second line says that, you know, the our teachers and the gurus are the path that we can go on that path, and we can arrive to the Nirvana or the Buddhahood. So it is like, you know, like there is a big river, and it's a raging river. We cannot cross the river. If there is a bridge or some kind of, you know, help that, you know, we cannot drown, then, you know, a good bridge can help us to cross that river. So it is our teacher and the gurus are like a bridge to cross the river from samsara to nirvana.
Pena dendigin jungwa singe de terisong ke se sena de sangjo roji maranga so pe no nanga ma de samba songo de dendigi chimbo se keme kadu ne chupe ya da ta je den dendigi na me gi rogo yin san jungwa ya bo chi la rogo go te mina so le sena tsu gi res dendigi la pe den ja wa re terisong de te chu se sena shu shu yang se chi tong we ji ma re.
So this jungwa means analogy is like in Tibet, you know, there is a river that, you know, the merchants and traders caravans can, you know, or the travelers, you know, when they want to cross the river, you know, there's no bridge. So they just stop the river on some side, and the, you know, then from that they can pass through. So it is called, I don't know exactly in English what it's called, but, you know, it is something like that.
Kanje kono pesa no nesu de ndere shere ene jiten bi mi geta yi ge tenda chi ta ya shebala ene lange ji me da mayu na ene ngoso nge so no yuma ta bela ji ji ne mesa ge sa chen ro ala ene shenye chi chi je de matena kanje chen ene ro tu gore yoe ji no yo mare insan enji mi ji shenye te gu bi ji se de shere salada.
So the main here, you know, instruction is that, you know, even in our everyday life, you know, small chores or small kind of work, you know, that also needs a kind of some people can train you. You know, without the training, you cannot able to do, you know, good and, you know, whatever fast or whatever like that. So, you know, this is a kind of, you know, that not that hard. You can look and, you know, by looking you can pretty much understand it, but even though you need to be trained. So, you know, if that is the case on this kind of small things, then, you know, why don't we need a teacher or the gurus that, you know, we just, you know, release from the, you know, lower existence and one reborn as a human, and now we want to go to nirvana, we want to attain nirvana or Buddhahood, that, you know, we are totally, you know, clueless. So so, you know, why don't we need a good guide for this thing? So it is like that.
Nenruki geyi shenye dange tseye chebe thakin tseba nye sede ene tu tsewa chenpa ki mabuchi le machi le puchi taba ki tsewa le ene janje chenye ki tsewa chenpi guane ene thaw kebi guane ene nga tsona rang rang yin dede kumbi tenda la thakye yin tseba zengye tere ee sena songa resa tata.
So these teachers, not only have the knowledge and they are not only the learned, scholars or the great practitioner, not only that, but they have the great compassion and toward the, disciple or toward us, that, with great compassion, they use different, skillful means or skillful methods to train or to lead us to this kind of spiritual path.
Tendugi lama mano asiwan zenge yene mano asiwan zenge yene xianye na la yene gosong kyuba chenpo gi ti ta de ne kyu sha che ge yene sa na yene kasa ta chuba je ba re sa la da.
So at the fourth line, then those great, gurus or the teachers, who reveal this kind of really, great path, I will pay homage or do the salutation to those teachers. So it means mainly, doing salutation to your teacher.
Alright. Tijin ngo so ye chi lang nyang len tane chenge ye so na ene so so ye xian ye ka tu la san do na ti jin de go no kwa le tu ta ne yo ko mi ba chen ro ba che te ban ro ba che so na yo mi se ge so sa gro wa sa la.
And also one thing that when we try to meditate on the kindness of the teacher and try to generate a genuine great admiration or aspiration to our guru, then we can reflect on this stanza's meaning, and then we can meditate on this, then that will help a lot.
Chadayan chaso sabadane nge khazin lari chengwa yin dhe shi rabu chi khazi dhidi ni chansu chi ngona jau sari lada yang chaso hatu karir yung yang dhe nge kya chat khatu khatu shi asya swan chi yang chaso kosi gure te yang toba tani yaswa na chua tambi kala yang khatu tango chi asya lada.
So we have explained about the Lamrim before. So there are some new people look like if they didn't heard okay. And they have some kind of doubts what he is talking about, and like that, if you have any curious or you wanna know something, then you can ask on the spot.
So now
we have left three stanzas, so we will try to finish this three stanzas before we start the actual text.
Ani tanda chujo yo gi tedan chujo gi je ta kala na samba ta cha sala ngaso gi ne je se te yishe na sa gu yin se de ke che te hier song gu le sala da le.
So usually the tradition, whenever they compose a text, it begin with a salutation to to
ta zang gu bi jin sen de gu ba
to Buddhas and meditational deities, lamas, or any kind of higher beings. And then after the salutation, it will talk about the reason of composing this text. So that is the next.
Did you?
nyane che den yin ne ne jo pa te se yin ne chi de kan de chi yo re se na as ti yi jin sen chi re sha la da.
So this stanzas deal with, like, you know, when Lama Tsongkhapa appears at that time, you know, it now it has been around 500 years. So, you know, at that time, you know, how the, you know, the practitioner look like, you know, it that it will talk here.
Tei nego sala ne ne jo ba khashe je ne ga re ne jo tsan la pene yun to ja chung chung yi ne ne jo ba yun la to ja se da meng ye ne ne jo ba ri chi do sala da tei nego sala.
So at that Lama Tsongkhapa's time, there is some practitioners, they are really, you know, limited, you know, heart of the hearing of the heart of the teachings.
Then Ninjo by Yensangi, Tabata Tajima, don't you go Yensangi, Ninjo Bateda, and Jun Lajin to Jamini.
And those practitioners, they themselves consider as a, you know, great practitioner, and, you know, they want to obtain the, you know, enlightenment, but, you know, their study or the, you know, heart of the teaching is very limited and not sufficient.
Tiki jibdende sene, jiru mochi korona kante sene, bende deorwa, zane jinru chunye shirta vijon la, shorewa ta rapare, tsimba maji kinla shirta jang sene, jiru mochi ten sonyo la, zane, yini, jaga jinru chunye jion dada la, yini, yon chi yi tenla de hieso sene, jama sha, yini, kinla yini, hisa chene, tosong chosho sene, yini, raja tenu na sonyo la salada.
And there is Lama Tsongkhapa's advice that, you know, the great Nalanda masters, like, you know, Two Excellence and Six Ornaments, like Nagarjunas, Vasubandhus, and Asangas, and Chandrakirtis, and like those masters, that, you know, we need to really, truly, you know, learn and study on those teaching. Otherwise, you know, we just, you know, go through a glimpse and pretend like you understand everything. So that kind of attitude or that kind of behavior is not really, you know, helps.
Tei tanda le tei sunyu tei sel pha jada chena ni chulu kanga yong la ta go go arsa la nga so kanga nga ro la so be ga ha si kanga.
So like that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's advice nowadays, also, you know, if we are really kind of, you know, taking interest in spirituality, then we not only learn and study about the, you know, our own belief or the spirituality, but we need to study the other, you know, beliefs and learn about the other beliefs too.
Yang nejo ba riji ini jom mabo tu ba kasi la nyale ini la jenis mekengi kiri ciores. Dua sen song ada.
And not only that, and also there are some, you know, practitioners that they are great learned and they are scholars, and but, you know, they cannot able to implement tract, how would say it? Intact, I don't know how to say it now.
Long jin but the lotto le dream me kin yero de yon gare she sun de hie sun de hie yong ye kan she la so so ma de de san ji dong de lin ji de gun de jin de dream me kin.
So those the scholars, practitioners, they have a great knowledge, but, you know, they don't know how to put them in to practice, you know, accordingly.
Shuri koron ye gwa na dede shas. Peche sonro tala shuri mi se ne. Shuri mi ji pena nga yi na, pena nga songi pena pepa kese she son na, nga gilu ba yin se de shun jenda la matabi son dechi. Kanche tenri ki pena chuta mawa shi jasa na, nga do de ba yin se de, nga jenda la matanga. Teri she son, teri son yi she son na, ni nga son teba me ba yin se de, teba chenpo la jinu ya ma jengi. Teba chenpo yin se de, ma teba me ya ma jengi. Tenri ki shuri ki mi di shu chenpo shu yi ji la ta na she son arsa la da.
And the, not only these two different kind of practitioners, but among the practitioners, most of the practitioners, they are kind of biased in their practice. So, you know, they say or they think that, you know, they themselves consider as a Mahayana practitioner, and they don't study and learn about the, you know, about the Hinayanas, you know, the Pratitya Buddhas, and you know, the hearers and those path, and some consider as a, you know, middle way, you know, view holder, and they don't check or they don't study about the, you know, mind only school and Bhavashika, Swatrantika, like those, you know, tenets. They don't study that. And some, practitioner, they think as a, you know, Gelugpa practitioner, and they don't study and learn about the Nyingma Pass, Satya Pass, and Kagyu Pass, and like that. So, you know, so this kind of practitioner are more than earlier too.
Tendrigi Chuluka Majana, Penanga, Penajungi, he is an attendant to Chokitane. Any demo to Ben Oma Pashentas on Oma Gomaris, Oma Tas on the Pashent Gomaris, and Dotas on Ha Gomaris. Tendrigi, any shooting, Michi, any La Pajana, La Jugu,
and also, we can say that, you know, some of these practitioners, you know, they only study about the, middle way. And they don't, they are, they are happy, you know, with the study of middle way path, and they don't study about the six perfections and the, you know, and different treatises. So that is also kind of bias, and some only study about the sutras, and they are happy with the sutras, and they don't take interest to study the tantras. And some do the tantras, and they don't take interest in sutras. So these are all kind of biased practitioners. So all these kind of practitioners, you know, if we are like this kind of practitioners, then we don't have the power or the ability to understand or to interpret the scriptural, different texts through reasonings. So if we are like that, then, you know, those kind of practitioners, then they don't have the the discriminative, wisdom or the abilities to distinguish the, different teachings, different teachings, cannot judge or cannot comprehend.
Tendu tela ini hinda chenpo ye langje ne yosu zoba ini tela ini ye jian la xie ba la ini kono sen ding ye xin ne zhuo ju wu du ti cha ne ini ye go ba ti xin ne xie ge ni de wuqi.
So all because of those things, then you know the reason why he Lama Tsongkhapa writing this Lam Rim is that to benefit all these kind of practitioner. If he could write a text like this, then it can benefit for all these kind of practitioners. Because of this reason, I am writing this text.
Deji ji karu ko le gu do sa na pe na ngo so chang ro mo chen ga so pe ji jong de xin da chen bi jong yin na le de jong yin se de de ni ji ro mo chen ge de 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 ga ran ko xie wo yin song du a se la da.
So His Holiness the Dalai Lama usually said that that the Tibetan Buddhism is authentic teachings that come from Indian Nalanda tradition. So we can see through the testimony of the great Lama Tsongkhapa here that whatever His Holiness is telling is very true.
Bena dendu yi kanza denda la penbi shere ene shinta chenbi yung dengye zangu yin denla pegu yin se de zamba tangja wa segu yasare.
So this stanza is the making promise or making pledge to write this text.
Ta sholo ka tama de yin nyuen baku yuwa segu ro ta bena
So now the last stanza, these two stanza like the making a pledge to write this text and now the last stanza is telling for the listeners or the reader who read this text.
The kandu kanza chi yinyo go gore se na chono den ma je se na ba lo je se na du du tendu pe na kanza de de chi le yinyo go gore se na ga je pa khatu she na de sa re pe na nyeng ye kanza de la cha chen de thang go re se na ga re go ne de he ja na de sa re ale to ma nge je sho ta kanda shun de me ba ma di la sa bena yode la thosa chen ye ga sa chen na ani shun zin khono ge mi shod on the roje ma re sa so la da ta ji ga ne ye shun zin chin do.
So what kind of person is a ideal listener or the reader of this text? Here it says that that person is mind is not clouded by a bias attitude.
Any lepa de nyen bi se woro kan je le londo je ne la ani jpe che thong ye lo yin pa de de nge khasa chi gore es.
And also that person need to be intelligent enough or must have the ability to discriminate what is right and what is wrong. So that kind of intelligence of, or the abilities that person need to have.
Oh, that's it. When you learn English, you learn to the language. So now, when you learn the language, you learn to the language. So now, you learn to the language. So now, you learn to the language.
So, you know, this second line, you know, if, you know, if you have that, this, you know, ability to discriminate what is wrong and what is right, if you are smart enough like that, then, you know, there is no place for the biased thought. Then automatically your thought would be neutral and curious. And not only that, on the top of that, you know, that person might need to have, you know, that person like to use this, you know, precious human rebirth, precious human birth in a meaningful way, then, you know, that kind of person can listen, or that fortunate person can read this text and can able to benefit. So then it instigates the audience to listen the teaching, that their mind should not be clouded by biased thought, and they need to have a, you know, they need to be smart to distinguish what is wrong and what is right, and on the top of that, that person need to use this precious human life in a meaningful way. If this kind of qualities that person he or she possess, then you know you can listen with full attention to
these teachings.
So in this way, so whatever, you know, is said in the text, we need to check this with our mind. Then if we possess all these kind of qualities, then we rejoice ourselves and we are the fortunate one. And if you don't possess all these qualities, then we try our best to possess this quality, and you know, and then we listen to this teaching, then you know, that would be ideal audience or the disciples.
So
usually, traditionally, the lamas always say in the teaching that whatever mentioned in the teaching, that we don't point those teaching toward the other. We need to point this teaching toward us, that the Lama Tsongkhapa or the Lama is telling me, you know, and check with our mind, you know, we are like that or not. You know, we need to integrate all these things into our day-to-day life. So, you know, like our attitude is not like that, you know, our attitude is like, you know, we don't have any fault, we are all, you know, good and excellent. So now we do the, you know, question answers, if you guys have any thing thoughts, comments, or some answers or questions or whatever we're going to do here.
I have a question. I don't know what the word would be in the Tibetan version, but even in the last stanza, it's translated as ones who are unobscured by the darkness of partisanship. And he talks about that earlier, about viewing the scriptures through the eyes of partisanship. Who would be the schools, or what would be the arguments, I guess, that one was being partisan to?
Tadilo khanda chozin minbe madib las la delata kharsor ta chi chori me ba chene ani de chigore la de zoba do de khare resta chori la de khare chana chori chage ore do la so de lap sa
dena shuri zena ro rani ide chonzi che ro rani ide chonzi che rani ide chonzi che be jen je jen la pena jen gi dal pena no chu tong ri che yo ro wa sala de ga so jite la ko ro
so this you know bipartisan means that you know your thing or your view or your is the best, and then you know try to ignore or try to insult you know the other's view or you know whatever it is. You in mundane world we have like that, you know, my way is the best way, and you know so don't pay any attention to others' way, and that would be the
deso ngoso dabale na se pe shu kanga ta ara tena ngai pe na chulu de yin je na kare je na ma je na ngai ko chu ti je san ro gro ma to chano pe ta la ga thu ba re sen yi pe na ye de ri ji ta wa zeng ye je ro la de tela pe ji pa chu ge de shi je na ko nyu go ma re da pe to ma ro wa sa
so like nowadays you know we have this kind of you know bipartisan thoughts that you know like in the belief, you know, my belief or the my religion is the best. If you don't practice my religion, then you're gonna be go to the downfall, or you are kind of atheist, or you don't have a religion, so. We all say like that, my religion is the best. If you don't believe in my religion, then you are kind of barbaric or whatever. So that kind of thing.
Pena tendo we tell pena churang ye tawa de chu yin bi je se de he jao se na pena de she de so ne thung ye ji jao thuna de de go ro ko de go ri ko le te jao se na de he ke jao me ngi ne me nga de yin se u zu ji jao yin de na be ni pa de le ni ne ne ji bi lo yi thum ngi ji na ko mi be de te de ro ma mi pa de te na sa ye ma sa
so like mentioned here if I say that my religion Buddhist is the best, and and you criticize and you just insult and another religion, then then that kind of person don't possess the second line what is mentioned here. That person don't have the ability to discriminate what is right and what is wrong, unless that person have a good reason, good explanation why my religion is the best. But that's very difficult. So why he is just saying my religion is the best because of the bipartisan or because of the biased thought, his thought is not like neutral. So other than that, he don't have a good reason to for that view.
Nga ya chulu chi chi de ya da ba chi chi de ya da ba ma yin se la gu me yin na tik ti ta da pa la ka ji ngo so le shu ri gi di ne chulu pha chu le te sa ni de wa me yin ta da pa de de ba ra wa sa la da so so yi pha ji ni yin se ne ta da pa le ja.
So Rinpoche is not telling that his way is the best and my way is the best, you know. You can say that, but you know, because of this bipartisan or the bias thought, you know, we just, you know, think my religion is the best, and we don't study or don't even have a curious to the others, you know, religion. Because of that, you know, there are not much understanding between the different religions, and also, you know, we can say there is not a good harmonious between the different religions because of that.
Da jero ma chike de drin de nyu ki se na yi zamle la ta chi chene ni chi yong chi la kan chi ta chi chege zamle ta chi che se ti se de sa ro wa sa la da ga ga ge sen ri na ga ri cha ni na ta chi che ti se chi ma nyu ne che ti se chi ran le me wa yin za la ne ti cha na yong go so ki te si chi yong do sa de ni che to ne ya bo ro wa sa la.
So like Lama Tsongkha Ba mentioned here, fortunate one listen with full attention. So like that, you know, in this century, you know, everybody want to check and try to find some fault, but you know, not try to study and learn.
Tendu yitaji che goyegi nawa robode chu te dari tembo kono shudi ne 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 seje da yeseje da lepa ta la ngai ka lawa se kyushe mi sene ju dari tembo sheje to bo kono je nawa te sare la da se nyo go ne che da ne taji che ne nyo shu sunga na gi ngi de la ni de pa tsang ju go ne re sene lawa se de ko le de pa chi bi jin se ma re kyushe ma re sen sunga ra sala da.
So like this, you know, it, even though checking is good, but you know, it need to be grounded by the reason, by his thoughts, and like that. So like Buddha mentioned that, you know, the monks and the scholars, you know, don't take, you know, Buddha's instruction mere reverence to the Buddha. But you know, monks and scholars, you yourself, you know, investigate and you know, examine my words. Like you know, when you're going to buy a gold, you investigate or examine is a real gold that you cut or burn and rob, and with these three different techniques, then you will know it is a good gold. So like that, you know, we the monks and the scholars, you know, need to check the Buddha's word like buying a gold, you know, with thorough examination.
Ani tatu le xie zhong de zhu bi sang jie jie guo bo tao bi qi de ge, ani de ri qiu de de ri qi yi jiu le shuo sang jie de qi, de ri jin gong ru qi san la.
So we end with a dedication, you know, if we able to dedicate all this merit to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, then that is the best dedication, you know. Otherwise we will dedicate that I will try to be a good, you know, person who can benefit, you know, from smallest insect to a big human being, and try to contribute some thing for the, you know, world peace. So that kind of dedication we will do now.
dāgī jīnī sābī yāvādī dāgī